in their country within South.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM here in Winnipeg.
Welcome to Groundswell Radio, coming to you from the University of Winnipeg on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm David Litke, and I'll be your host for the next hour. It's the time of year when we here at CKUW turn our attention to our annual fundraising campaign, the Fund Drive. This year's Fund Drive runs from February 7th to the 21st. On the show today, I'll be talking a bit more than usual. The Fund Drive provides a good opportunity to give you some information about Groundswell Radio, to describe what I do and why I do it. We'll also hear some great Canadian new music along the way. I'll also be talking about the things that make CKUW a vital component of our arts community, and the ways that you can support the station and this show. If you just want to skip over my blathering and get straight to the point, head over to ckuw.ca/donate to offer your support. For now, let's turn to some music. If you're hearing this on a Monday, that means that the next Groundswell concert is tomorrow evening. This concert is a celebration of Winnipeg composer, Groundswell founder, and creative juggernaut Diana McIntosh. Diana was a cornerstone of our community for many years, inspiring those around her with her inimitable inventiveness and brilliant musicality. We'll be listening to a variety of her works on today's show to whet your appetite for the concert, which is on Tuesday, February 11th, 7:30 p.m. at Westworth United Church. Let's start with a piece from her album Pinnacles called Approaching Kilimanjaro for Chamber Ensemble. Like many of her works, this piece reflects Diana's love of the mountains. We've just heard Approaching Kilimanjaro by Diana McIntosh. At the top of the show, I mentioned that this is the start of the CKUW Fund Drive, so I wanted to take the opportunity to talk a bit about what Groundswell Radio is all about, and why it's a valuable part of what we do here at Groundswell. Groundswell Radio is a show that's really dedicated to showcasing new music recorded by Canadian composers and performers, particularly recently. This is music that tends not to be supported by typical mainstream channels. Rather, it's music that's exploratory, that extends artistic boundaries, and often seeks to challenge listeners. One of the main reasons that I feel that it's important to present adventurous music such as this is that it fosters cultural diversity. In the commercial sphere, the pressures of accessibility tend to discourage risk-taking and experimentation, ultimately pushing arts towards a certain homogeneity. But a healthy arts community thrives when it fosters a full spectrum of viewpoints and a wide variety of ideas. And really, this is true of society in general. To paraphrase John Ralston Saul, Canada may not be a perfect country, but we may be the best in the world at embracing diversity. The belief that cultural diversity makes us stronger is among our core Canadian values, and it's on this belief that stand our social institutions. This is where an institution like CKUW comes in. As a commercial-free, volunteer-run community radio station, CKUW amplifies local voices of all types, presenting artistic expressions from a wide range of cultures and subcultures. Broadcasting this diversity of alternative perspectives goes a long way in strengthening our communities, which is why we're asking for your support. CKUW relies on listener pledges to stay on the air, so please help out however you can. You can make a pledge by phone at 204-774-6877 or visit ckuw.ca/donate. On the website, you can check out the thank you gifts that CKUW has on offer. Let's switch back to some music, continuing to celebrate local new music icon Diana McIntosh. Here's a piece for percussion called Just Add Water, performed by another local fixture, Ben Reimer. Ben will be playing this piece on Tuesday's show. Thank you.
Fun Drive is just around the corner. It's time to start thinking about what CKUW means to you. Beginning Friday, February 7th, we're asking you to give what you can to help us do what we do. Engage the community through radio. Go to fundrive.ckuw.ca to donate in advance.
Yes, Fun Drive 2025 continues here on the station. Number to call, 204-774-6877 is the number to phone, or go to fundrive.ckuw.ca to pledge online. You can also send an e-transfer if you prefer. Fundrive at ckuw.ca is the email address to send us an e-transfer as well. Lots of different options for you to pledge. Again, that number again is 204-774-6877 to pledge now for CKW's Fun Drive.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 in Winnipeg. We've just heard Diana McIntosh's Just Add Water, performed by Ben Reimer. If you're just tuning in, we here at CKUW are having our fun drive this year from February 7th to February 21st. Broadcast from the heart of Winnipeg, CKUW is a community access platform that is entirely ad-free, and Fun Drive is your annual opportunity to help support the station. You can phone as always, or better yet, go to ckuw.ca/donate and make a pledge. There are incentive packages at various levels, so check those out online as well. As you may know, Groundswell is a local arts organization that has been presenting concerts of contemporary music for the past 34 years. This radio program gives me an opportunity to preview artists from our concert series and to keep you up to date with what's going on in Winnipeg and around the country. I'm always on the lookout for suggestions and ideas from listeners to help define that programming, so CKUW truly is listener-driven radio. Our phone number, again, is 204-774-6877, and the website is ckuw.ca/donate. Let's listen to Diana McIntosh's Uhuru Kamili, which is Swahili for Complete Freedom. This piece was inspired by a hot air balloon ride that Diana took over a Kenyan plain, alive with fascinating wildlife. For percussion and piano, we'll hear a performance by Diana and Beverly Johnson. Thank you. We've just heard Diana McIntosh's Uhuru Kamili. As part of CKUW's Fund Drive campaign, I've been taking some time to talk about Canadian culture and the important role that organizations like CKUW play in keeping our arts community healthy. In my nearly 3 decades being a composer, I've been lucky to have resided in 5 different provinces and spent significant amounts of time in a few more. I find it striking that, despite the vast geographical distances between them, the new music communities that are found across the country have a remarkable cohesion and vibrancy. I've also spent some time living outside of Canada, an experience that gave me a great appreciation for the richness of what we have here. Arts culture in Canada is quite unique, and it has a strength beyond our modest population numbers. Despite the easy digital accessibility of music from around the world, there is something to be said for cultures that develop within localized arts ecosystems, tied to geographical regions and their grassroots organizations. I find it fascinating to see the inner workings of these arts ecosystems, in which local performers, arts organizations, composers, audio engineers, videographers, and so on, all work together to create a contemporary expression of who we are as a community. CKUW is a big part of the cultural ecosystem here in Winnipeg. The station is programmed by volunteers, each of whom offers their uniquely local perspective. This programming reaches 30,000 listeners each week, providing a local alternative to the community. Also, being an ad-free radio station, the content of our programming is unfettered by capitalistic pressures. There are, of course, costs to putting all of this programming on the airwaves. CKUW relies on listener donations to operate and gets about 25% of its budget from donations. Donating is easy. You can call the station at 204-774-6877 or visit ckuw.ca/donate. A $35 donation will help us out and we'll say thank you with a snazzy CKUW toque. Higher donations will get you a smart-looking t-shirt or high-quality hoodie. Also, you'll get a tax receipt and a friend's card, which gives you discounts at a variety of local businesses. Of course, any donation gives you the warm, fuzzy feeling that comes with supporting your community. If you opt out of the thank you gift, you'll get a little bit more warmth and fuzziness, knowing that your donation is going a little bit further for the station. Let's hear another piece of music by Diana McIntosh. Here's a piece for solo bassoon called Porini Porini Porini, performed by Vincent Ellen.
Thank you.
We've just heard Porini, Porini, Porini by Diana McIntosh. We'll have time for one more piece on this special Fun Drive show. While you listen, why not check out ckuw.ca/donate. Here's Diana McIntosh performing her piece From Wop to Ice.
Outside Namtaja, bridges press their bellies to white earth. Land savors ice like candy and drinks sweet life. Namtaja, Wapta. To greet the source, you must go beyond these, beyond Namtaja, beyond bridges, beyond snow. Walk upon a solid sea. Snowshoe over animal tracks. Press your heart to the horizon until your ears are wet with sound. There, sit at glacier's toe. Compare notes with eons of ancestors. Frozen tide, be still. immortal, or asleep. To feel this flow, plumb an inland sea, inhabit a trilobite, feel the currents become sluggish, become ice, cling to sand as your skeleton fuses to rock. You will know only sky, mountain, ice for millennia. When you reach the moraine, wait. Leagues of liquid will drench you. This is the source. Her name is Wapta. Against the front door of Numtaija. When she exhales, a frost of wildflowers blooms on her windowpane. Exudes the scent of smoked leather. Her translucent blood trickles into a blue heart, a bow heart, and like an arrow, the river from the bow, enough flow to fill this lodge and refill it every second of every hour of each day.
We've just heard From Wapta Ice, composed and performed by Diana McIntosh. Well, that brings us to the end of our show. I hope that you've had a chance to make a pledge in support of CKUW. If not, there's still time. Just pick up the phone and call 204-774-6877 or visit ckuw.ca/donate. Thanks for listening. I hope to see you at the next Groundswell concert. Visit gswell.ca for details.